Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. Right? If you're part of the solution, then honestly, you're not part of the problem, right? Good, true statement or what? Anyway, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And I know many of you, you know, you're tired of hearing it. That's okay. I don't mind. You don't have to hear this every single night or every single day if you get involved, if you truly have a clue. Anyway, all right, you've heard it enough. I know. You know what to do. I know what to do. Let's just get something done. All right, we're looking at, God bless. This stuff is just, it gives me heartburn. Right? And what is driving people to the polls? What's it look like in Georgia? Are we going to, you know, are you going to make it? Are we going to make it? Are they going to make it? And I was watching earlier. This is the Georgia runoff, right? And it, you know, it closes, it opens, it closes, it opens. Right now, it's 50. What is it? 50% of the vote, or 50.4% of the vote to 49.96%. What is wrong with you people? I'm just saying. I mean that sincerely. What is wrong with you people? You scream and you yell about, I see it at a local level, I see it at the local school board levels and such, and you're screaming and you're yelling about what's going on at schools, crime in the street, all of that wonderful stuff that we're having to put up with on a regular basis. It doesn't seem to drive you to either of that. If it's not driving you to the polls, then somebody's cheating somewhere. No, I'm being honest about it. I am tired of this. I don't understand. Either there's something in the water in your area, right? Or I don't understand how you can scream and yell about crime, how it is, worried about inflation, worried about putting food on the table, and you do absolutely nothing about it. Absolutely, you don't. If you're not putting, those of you who voted for, you know, for Walker, and you're going, you know, hey, no, I voted for, so what? You voted for Walker, great, you got him a vote. Did you call for the man? No, come on, did you call for him? What did you do? You don't win these races by making sure just you go out and vote. And it's never worked that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, engage. Get involved. Do something more than nothing. Yeah, you heard me. Do something more than nothing. And as time goes on, you're just sitting here talking with you. Just in the opening, the introductions. Right? Walker has dropped 0.1%. I realize it's nothing. Right? In the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. I got that. But it's still, why is he dropping? Right? Why isn't this 60%, 65%? Is it Walker? Is it the candidate himself? Remember Warnock, everything they're accusing Walker of, that they're running commercials on, that they're showing, you know, what he might or might not have done, right, is it was done by Warnock. Who tried to run his wife over in the driveway, who's had his fair share of issues, social issues, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I really do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend listening, writing me. It's just amazing. It is amazing that I hear from some of you who talk about some of the issues that are going on, you know. But I don't, I want to know why it doesn't change. Right? I mean, I want to know why it doesn't change. Anyway. Always a pleasure. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. There's so much going on right now that I can truly, that I want to have and have had a field day with in the news. You know, I love some of these Democrat lawmakers, and I don't know why all of a sudden, but Representative Ro Khanna out of California reaffirmed his stance on the First Amendment on Monday. He's the only Democrat figure who actually criticized Twitter's decision to suppress the New York Post story on the Hunter Biden laptop. Right? I mean, all of a sudden, well, they all of a sudden there's a little righteousness going on there, or what? On Friday, journalist Matt Taibbi, well, we'll talk more about this the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me at 55 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. We win when you're part of the solution. We win when you actually reach out and do the right thing. And I do appreciate, you know, the time you're doing this. I do appreciate the time that you are involved, that you are engaged, that you are part of the solution. And I know some of you, again, I realize it's repetitious, it's irritating, but until I get you to engage and do it, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. I don't know any other way to do it. I really don't. I mean, a little bit of a nag. That's where I want to be. Right? Again, if you just voted, if you're in Georgia, okay, you've got relatives in Georgia, call them. Make sure they vote. Make sure they vote for the right person. Make sure they're doing the right thing. I mean, you're talking about if they get Warnock in again, right? I don't know how anybody votes for him. I don't know how any Christian votes for him. Dem or Republican. You know, and right now, with 77% of the vote, said one just jumped over the other. Warnock said 51%. And Walker's at 49. I'm sorry. I apologize. He's 31,000 votes ahead, of, give or take. 32. Interesting how that just kind of jumped like that, isn't it? Anyway, back to my other story, how a Democrat lawmaker, he's quite teed off at his own party at this point. Right? Representative Ro Khanna out of California. On Friday, journalist Matt Taibbi, is it Taibbi? With permission from Twitter CEO Elon Musk, he released the Twitter files, which revealed communications between political figures, employees at the company, among others. One of them included a decision in October 2020 to block users from sharing the breaking report from the New York Post that showed Hunter Biden's laptop being discovered in a repair shop in Delaware. Now, Khanna Taibbi noted that the only Democrat official within the files who reached out, you know, to Twitter executives showing concerns over the New York Post First Amendment rights. Now, the California lawmaker stood by his comments during an interview on CNN. And he called on more Democrats to stand up for free speech. This is ridiculous. Right? What surprised me is that Twitter made the decision in the first place to censor. Look, liberal Democrats should be for principle of standing up for First Amendment speech. Well, they're not. Not anymore. Not like they used to be. Right? I mean, think about it. They used to be the Berkeley, of all places. The birthplace of, you know, the free speech movement, if you would. And now they're looking to shut it down on a regular basis. It's ridiculous. So he's got the right to say, well, Democrats, where are you? What's happened to you? He said that we want free speech to be open, uninhibited, wide-ranging. He said, I get Twitter's a private actor, but then effectively, it's a modern public square. And it was disappointing to me that they were suppressing the New York Post's post. He said, look, we've all written emails. He said, I'm glad that they released that one. I'm sure I've written things that weren't as thoughtful, but when I read it, I said what I stand by. And I stand by every word. I got into the political politics party because I believe American democracy is great. Especially where we have everyone has a voice. Everyone gets to stand up. Everyone gets to participate in speech and in the process. And I do hope more Democrats will stand up for a broader principle. Right? We need to have forums. We need to have town. We need to open up the conversation. I'm with them. You got to open this up. You have got to make sure everybody truly does have a voice. That doesn't happen by squelching them. Several mainstream media pundits and Democrat figures, they've attempted to downplay the Twitter files. Right? I mean, it's going away. You can't even hear anything. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre suggests that the release of files was a distraction. It was orchestrated by Musk to push old news. This is not old news. We never heard this before. God, it's like they can't stop lying. It's so deep and ingrained in their DNA, they can't jump away from it. They can't get away from it. Look, I have no other explanation for it. If you're a Democrat, if you're a hardcore liberal, give me a call. Let me know how this happens. Let me know how you stand behind this. Let me know how you're okay with them hiding these. Now, regardless of how he felt about the story, Khanna argued that the issue has nothing to do with the content, everything to do with limited journalism, or limiting journalists. He went on to say, this was about a journalist at the New York Post writing an article about the situation, and there's no justification for suppressing that. Even if the source of that had gotten that information through something that was hacked, it's still valid info. Boy, they didn't complain this much when all that stuff went down with Watergate, right? And other things. So anyway, that was the case of the Pentagon Papers. Journalists should be allowed to publish things as long as they aren't participating in the hack. So if they go hack it, if they go steal it, if they go put it up, yeah, that's wrong. I agree. But if somebody like they did with us, when it came to Katie Hill, when they dropped all that stuff on our desk and said, here you go. Right? We had a right to publish those. I did not publish the pictures, by the way, so we're clear. But I did publish the story. I did go after the fact that she, exactly what she was calling people out for, she was doing herself, which is almost always the case. That's the funny thing about it, truly. It is almost always the case that they're doing exactly the thing that they're blaming others for doing. I find it just interesting to no end. Kind of also called on the FBI to be more transparent on his reasons for warning Twitter about the hack. Now, I'd love to know, too. They knew that the story was true. They knew that the laptop was real. Why would they call it a hack? Right? Goes on to say, I think perfectly appropriate to ask the question. I do, too. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Voters headed to polls today in the Peach State to decide the last open Senate seat in the U.S. Incumbent Warnock edged Republican challenger Walker in the general election, but did not gain a majority to avoid the runoff. Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police in Moscow, Idaho, said on Monday they looked into an incident involving one of the victims in October. Costco's holiday shipping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on their ground shipments. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. You know, and we're watching over the Georgia State runoff. It's Georgia State runoff. It's interesting right now to watch what's happening. Watch how the numbers are jumping. And look, if you're praying, people pray. Seriously. That the others saw the light, they saw the truth, they saw the reality of what was going on. I mean, the reality is this. Look, if few people, I've said this, is thinking about the people in New York and Chicago and other places, right, Seattle. If this is what you want for governance, if you want people to go to allow crime to reign out of control, and you don't have a problem, hey, go for it. You can have those people. The problem is when you do this with the senators and a congressional group, you rein that out of control crime on the rest of us. Seriously. And it's not right. It's just flat out not right. Anyway, we're talking about a Democrat who kind of jumped ship, not in registration, but in drinking the Kool-Aid and responding the way they wanted him to respond to. So you have a Democrat out of California, of all places, Ro Khanna, who has said that it was really terrible that freedom of speech was squelched in order for to hide the laptop story. Now, here's something, I love the people on the left are going out of their minds over. You have no right to tell another country what to do. The North Korean authorities allegedly executed two minors for crime of watching and distributing South Korean movies. Now, sources who witnessed the alleged execution told Radio Free Asia that the teens were aged 16 and 17. Now, a resident told the broadcaster Korean service that they were told that those who watch or distribute South Korean movies and dramas Those who disrupt social order by murdering other people will not be forgiven and will be sentenced to a maximum penalty of death. Now, residents in Haisan, where the executions allegedly took place, gathered in groups to watch authorities put the teens in front of the public, sentence them to death, and then shoot them. What, no appeal? Just asking. Authorities had reportedly warned weeks before the execution that those who distribute foreign media should and would face harsh punishments. Human Rights Group reported that North Korea has executed at least 7 people in the past decade for watching and distributing what's called K-pop videos. Now, unreal. The year prior, the North Korean authorities announced that anyone in possession of South Korean media or art would face up to 15 years in prison on a new anti-reactionary... Let's check this out. This is about thoughts. You now can get in trouble for thoughts. How do you like that? There. But this is nothing new. Y'all know what North Korea was like, or is like. In August of 2021, several teens caught watching the South Korea drama Crash Landing were sentenced to prison. Now, Seoul-based publication, which focuses on North Korea, is the one that puts these stories out on a regular basis. I mean, again, I love these people who want to condemn us, this country, and claiming that we're so bad, we're so terrible, and yet they say nothing about this. They say nothing about what's going on in Iran, for instance. Not a word. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, we've heard about this. I don't know how true this is. It might be extremely true. But, you know, apparently we're finding more and more of those Chinese police stations here. Countries should shut down Chinese consulates until the communist regime closes its network of illegal policing operations. Now, this is a former deputy national security advisor. He said that they have found at least 50 of these stations in this country. I'm sorry, in our country, in the United States. Why did the Chinese have police stations for their people here in this country? It makes no sense to me. Why do we allow it? China's overseas police stations are one of several ways Beijing is eroding national sovereignty. Right? They're depriving ethnic Chinese in particular of their rights as citizens of democracies. The China program chair at the Foundation of Defense of Democracies, Matt Pottinger, he told a local news source that democracies should shutter China's consulates until Beijing withdraws its illegal extraterritorial law enforcement. Yeah, no, they shouldn't have police stations, if you would, in our country. He went on to say, Safeguard Defenders, a pan-Asian human rights organization, published an investigation Monday. It's called Patrol and Persuade. It's reporting that another 48 Chinese police service stations were operating abroad, in addition to the 54 the group had identified in September. This is over 100. Right? And these are located in about 50 countries, including the U.S. Two in New York City alone, one in Los Angeles. Wow. Right? Again, just amazing. And they grab these people and bring them back to China. What happens to them? I don't know. Do you? You think this is okay? Does anybody think this is okay? We know the Communist Party of China has been ramping up its transnational repression efforts. Right? Safeguard Defenders is the campaign manager, Laura Harth. She told a news source that that with the United Front Work Networks, they've been linked to these stations. They have long been engaged in influence and interference operations abroad. Now, this is just another one of those things where the Chinese want to hold on to, right? They want to nail their people. These overseas police stations allow Chinese authorities to carry out policing operations on foreign soil. Should not be allowed. Right? Not at all. The CCP basically are going after their citizens living abroad, I guess, for breaking Chinese laws on other people's, on sovereign countries. Right? Wow. And you know what they're doing is they're arresting them apparently for committing fraud and telecom fraud. I don't even know how that fits into anything in China. Not my area of expertise. Safeguard Defenders also linked a report overseas policing networks to activities of China's United Front Work Department. Now that's a Communist Party organization charged with spreading its influence and propaganda everywhere. Again, just amazing. They actually have targeted over 11,000 what they call high-value fugitives from China. People who had information, worked for China, and finally get out of there. And China decided to go get them, take them from other countries, pull them off of the soil of other countries. It's not right. You know it's not right. It's just amazing. Now they did not, of course, gee, would they, you think they tell the truth? They're denying all of this. They have no police stations anywhere. They don't know what we're talking about. Well, like I said, never going to stop. It really isn't. Not with this regime that we have in the White House. They do not care about law and order. They care about how much money they can get put in their bank accounts. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I am back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where Mike Liddell is giving us, offering us, allowing us to make money. There's a novel idea, isn't it? He's allowing us to make money online because, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and other places, Twitter of all places, have stopped us from being able to make money online. But Christmas is right around the corner. Pillows, sheets, pillowcases, blankets, all kinds of things available on MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, but MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe, and guess what happens? You save money. Right? You're going to save some money. I'm going to make some money. And you're going to keep people working in this country at Christmas time, giving them money they need to keep their houses, you know, keep putting food on the table, and so on. FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee back in November that he was aware of these stations, and he found the issue deeply concerning, but declined to detail what the Bureau was doing about it. By the way, these are his bosses. For all intents and purposes, right, all intents and purposes, these are the congressional district or the congressional group are his bosses. He's supposed to be doing what they tell him to do. And it should be, he should be giving the information, right, to take action on this. It's outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop in New York, Los Angeles, and other places. Anyway, it's just amazing. As we're sitting back watching this happen, what action are we taking? Oh, that's right, too. We have to go after Donald Trump. Because the Chinese, I mean, none of these people are an actual are an actual threat to this country. Right? Only, this is craziness. Only Donald Trump. He's the threat. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. With 84% of the vote in, it looks like Warnock may take this thing. I mean, he is now, 27,000 votes ahead. I don't know how many votes are left to count. I guess we'll find out in a few minutes. But totally ridiculous. You know, and the beauty behind this is you watch this happening. No, seriously, in all seriousness. You Walker won 80% of the state. Right, but in the main cities, in the main areas, is where Warnock took it. In the woke areas, is where Warnock took it. And this is why when it comes to presidential elections, the Electoral College is so important. It levels the playing field. Right? I don't know, I wish people really would understand how the elections work. Okay, where the elections come in from. And maybe, now that Congress, Republicans have control of Congress, maybe, if they grow a spine. No, come on, think about it. If they grow a spine, maybe we should, you know, go ahead and find ways to shore up these elections. To make sure that these media companies, television stations or what have you, can't turn down ads. I know my conservative friends are going out of their minds right now. Right? But maybe, just maybe, we need to force these news outlets, not news outlets, but you know, cable companies, television stations, to make sure that the ads that are being played are equal time. I mean, look, these news sources, NBC, ABC, and taking these ads, these political ads, which is where these stations make a lot of money, and taking these political ads, though, if you think about it, they decide who to take and who's not to take. Even during the Rose Bowl, what you constantly hear about is how ads were turned down for pro-life, for instance. Right, ridiculous. And why do we allow that to happen? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure just for you to be involved in the show, to send me emails during the show. Now, right now, they're projecting Warnock to win. I just, you know what? Let's pray for a Democrat miracle. What do you think? And what I mean by that, let's pray that we find a box of ballots somewhere. Right? that'll fall Walker. I think that would be great. Always, like I said, always a pleasure. I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend, you know. Anyway, let me get to this. Okay, got it. Mark from California. Mark, always a pleasure to have you call. What's up?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, I hear everything. I watch AUN on an everyday basis, and, you know, I hear everything they're talking about. I hear all these pastors, reverends, whatever you want to call them, talking about what they think they need to do. And my point being is that everything in this world is either good or evil. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
So why? Pardon?
I said I agree with you.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you open up a Bible, and being that these people are probably very intelligent, doctor's degrees, so be it, and they wouldn't read the Bible and try and get an understanding of what God wants from us? I'm not seeing it. I surely don't hear it on the TV, although there is one pastor that's on television. It's called Shepherd's Chapel, and this guy is like no other. You know, this believing that they're going to be raptured up before the bad things happen, it's pretty late in the game for that. So I was just wondering why it's not happening. You know,
so let me ask you, are you saying that these pastors that you see online or on TV or wherever, they're not teaching directly from the Bible? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, they don't. The King James Version Bible is transliterated and it's not translated.
Right.
So that's the first problem. The second problem is, if you don't have a teacher that understands that, and he's reading it by whoever he was taught, and they didn't understand it, how do you expect to get the right meaning from the word? You know, in the Old Testament, for instance, you read the word fear a lot. You got to fear the Lord. You have to fear God over and over and over again. Well, that word fear means revere.
Yeah.
That means love.
To love. Yes. Okay. You and I are on the same page with that. Yep.
Okay. Another word, heart. Okay. Got a broken heart, this and that. That word heart should be your brain. Okay. Your heart has nothing to do with your thoughts. It pumps blood because the brain tells it to, period.
Right.
So, you see, they don't translate. And as far as a rapture, that word isn't even in the King James Bible. So it's another word that it comes from man, not God. So
we're going to run out of time, but I got to tell you, I don't disagree with you that when the preacher hops on TV to speak to the flock, even if it's a TV flock, yeah, he needs to be teaching out of the Bible. He needs to be specific to Scripture. The only place that I probably, I won't say disagree, differ with you a little bit, is I use the New King James, and only because we don't say the anymore, and the Bible never said the. We use the word the.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sure.
So
okay.
That's the only place.
King James, I mean, sure, it uses it, but even that, the King James we use, the Revised Edition, the first one they did in 1611, I don't think you can even understand it because of it being old.
Right. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the call. We are out of time, and I do agree with you. I'll talk more about this in the next hour.
Much in this life, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Brad Dacus joins us. Pacific Justice Institute coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.